Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good.
Well, we're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm doing a television show here. I say television because no one says television anymore. Everyone just says TV, but I like to use the whole word. And I finished today's work. It was fine. But yesterday was special because my wife, Erin Hudson, say hi.
Hi.
She auditioned for a part in the show. She got it. She plays my estranged wife, and we did a scene together on camera that will be on TV. It was pretty awesome. The last time we did a scene together was almost exactly 20 years ago when I met you.
Which actually means that it was more than 20.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. You're right. Paired together in a scene. Little did I know that, you know, I'd have three kids with you. So what was it like working with me? I mean, was I professional?
Yes.
That's it?
I thought you took a breath to say something. I was waiting for you.
I was professional. Did I make you feel at ease? Were you were, you know, you were nervous.
But it was just what it felt like was going to the set all these years, right? To, you know, just with you working, but just coming as like your wife or your girlfriend, Erin or whatever. It didn't really feel that different. It literally felt like, you know, I'm always kind of on set and that kind of stuff with you. So that part didn't feel any different. It felt great. It almost felt like, you know, I'm in the trailer. I'm everywhere. I'm at the craft service with you, all that kind of stuff. So all of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But?
But, yeah, I don't know. It was comforting to have you there. It just felt like...
I know.
you know, because we did.
But then you know, like everyone does, you sort of spiral afterwards. Like, did I do a good job?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't acted in 100 years. It was, you know, I like so many different things going on where it's like, what am I doing? Like, I don't know what I'm doing, and you know, it just felt there was a mix of. Like emotions, I would say, because it was fun. It was exciting. I like loved it.
You looked hot.
Felt like I had never,
you know, like. You looked good. I thought you looked good.
Oh, thanks, Pooh.
Except your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, they looked a little
dark.
Well,
they were dark. They like darkened your eyebrows. It was like so dark.
Guys are so particular and notice funny things.
I was like, whoa, geez, what the fuck? And then one was a little thicker than the other, you know?
Yeah. Well, you noticed it and they fixed
it. I
did.
So I'm coming off of, if anyone listens to this podcast or even Daddy Issues, you know, they know that these last 4 or 5 months have been gnarly for me as far as my anxiety goes and trying to figure all that shit out. And then in the middle of it, I get these job offers and one's going to take me away from the family, which just fucking took me into another direction. Anyway, trying to get the chemistry right. It's been a rough 4 or 5. Definitely have come out of it. Being here was good. It was scary at first. But I'm here now and, you know, I came out of my insanity. But you had to deal with it. You had to be the wife, you know, of a guy who's just having anxiety.
Going through it. I did.
Not the first time.
Not the first time.
You've had some practice. So, yeah. When I was in my 20s, I had a gnarly episode of like 8 months. And that's when Erin and I first started dating. So she's already had to deal with that. But then having to deal with it now,
I think.
Was it hard for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard when you can't help your partner or take away their, you know, pain or discomfort or whatever they're going through. So for me especially, that's like really hard to not be able to help somebody or, you know, want to make them feel better.
Was it frustrating?
No, it was not.
Really? I mean, you never were frustrated with it? Just like,
oh, just
get the fuck over it. Not in a mean way, but just like, oh my God, like I can't.
I think this is the difference. This time I have a little more perspective and a little more insight. I remember your first time that you were going through it where I had no, you know, kind of education on the depths of anxiety. I was very, you know, I judged it. I didn't understand it. That's when I had a little less patience.
When I was in my 20s,
yeah. Because I was like, wait, what the fuck do you have to be anxious about? Like, it was that surface judgment of like, life is so good.
Oh, of course. Like, on fucking paper. No. I mean, I'm the luckiest man alive. No, I'm saying even back then on paper.
Of course. But what I just, it took me a while. It's taken me a long time and a lot of, you know, kind of research and talking and understanding it. So this time, you know, there's just more patience involved because I realize how little control you have over it or how, you know,
had
and
come on,
just
babe.
Also how physical it was for you and how, you know, you just could not see past it. It's just that irrational thinking. But, you know, when you see your partner working really hard and, you know, trying a lot of different things and, you know, wanting to fix himself or help himself as well, then you can't help but not, you know, be patient. Does that make sense?
No, like, no, it know, does, of course.
Of course.
But patience runs thin.
There were certain days where I would cry, like certain days, you know.
You would cry?
Yeah, a couple days.
Alone, like when I didn't see?
Yeah, well, like where I just was like scared a little, you know. It was this feeling of like, oh my God, like, is he, you know.
You would like walk into another room and just cry?
Well, it was like I wasn't Jesus. Like purposefully walking away. It was maybe I was in a car or I wasn't with you or something. And I just felt frustrated myself. I felt helpless. I was like, oh my God. the only times that I got a little frustrated were when, you know, I was like, why don't you maybe try going back? I was resistant to going back on medication
because I just didn't want to. And, you know, I'd weaned off and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and then it got to the point where I was like, fuck, man, I can't, I gotta do something because I can't just stay in this hole.
Well, you also went through such a range of emotions.
What are you doing?
Meaning in the very beginning, there was, you know, irritability, or then there was anger, or then there was...
Should I sit up too? Now you're like, you're sitting up. Like, you're getting serious. Look at your pose. So for those listening, like, we were lounging. Our legs were intertwined, man. Just chilling. And we're like, let's put the podcast cassette on and talk into these microphones. And then all of a sudden, boom, she throws my legs over, sits up all proper.
Well, honestly, my legs were getting a little tired of that position.
That's it?
Yeah.
I read too far into them? Okay. Maybe I over...
I just went, and then I just like sat up and I was talking.
Okay. So you weren't getting like more serious, like, oh shit, now we're fucking getting into this. Like, I'm going to sit up now and this isn't loungy talk.
No, it was not that conscious. Okay. All right.
Sorry. All right. What were you saying? Do you remember?
Nope. Anyone remember what we were talking about?
No, we were talking about what we were going through, what you were going through, how you were handling it.
All right.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
Medication, me deciding to go back on medication, you know, because I just couldn't. I was trying everything that I could do.
Well, I would say this. You were put into a time, you know, kind of...
That's true. That's true. I had time.
You were taking your time. You were doing a lot of different things. You were starting with, you know, mental health and exercise and wellness and, you know, meditation. And
right.
Just,
but then,
you know,
I get the call.
All these things. And then you got a job that was going to take
job
you
calls,
away
and it's
from
like,
your
oh, shit.
Kind of family and this and that. It really just like sped up the process a little bit of saying, all right.
Yeah. But I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that it did.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm on a smaller dosage right now of Lexapro.
Yeah, I think there should be no, you know, stigma. It's this thing about like going back on meds or getting off them.
No, I have no fucking problem with it at all.
You know, there's such a
judgment. I mean,
zero.
I have no issue whatsoever. I mean, and it's I think it's evened me out.
You think? Oh my God. It's like night.
Well, explain that because look. There are probably a lot of people who are not the ones dealing with depression or anxiety, but are the spouses of, friends of, partners of.
Well, I would say
that perspective is rarely explored. You know what I mean? It's all about the subject.
Right.
But what about sort of the victim of the subject in a sense?
Well, okay. It started with long story short, it is you do feel helpless when, you know, there's nothing you can do to help your partner. That's hard. I would say that's the number one part that was, you know, difficult for me. You know, seeing you struggle and knowing things that in the past have maybe helped you or worked out or whatever weren't.
And then you were frustrated, like you said, about me not getting on medication sort of sooner, meaning like you were like, and you were very subtle, not subtle to me because I know you so well.
Yeah.
You were handling me with kid gloves.
Yeah.
Because you're like, so like, what about like, remember when you were on, you know, it was very sort of like, oh, like I'm just going to pet you a little bit and remind you that these drugs worked for you.
Yeah, they did. They did. That's the thing.
But I was resistant.
Well, it was like a complete personality switch because you were resistant, you were negative, you know, everything was bad, everything was down, and there was just a, you know, sense of like doom and, you know, doubt and insecurity and what if they don't work and what if I do this
That's true.
What if they don't, you know, there's just a lot of like.
Well, when you're in that hole.
That's what I mean. You just can't figure a way out
and you're like, what the fuck? Like nothing is going to work. There's no contentment.
Yep.
You can't find a place of hope or contentment. And you're just like.
You've had a lot of therapy. You're obviously, you know.
Well, rationally, I'm like, oh, I know what the fuck's happening.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Right?
I know what's happening, but I just can't seem to find my way out of it. I have moments like there'd be bouts of normalcy.
Yeah.
And then.
And I think a lot of.
Then there's that sort of fall, that tumble into. Yep. Anxiety.
And there was times where it was like, for me, I was like, okay, do you want to talk about it? Because sometimes it makes you feel better.
It does, honestly.
Other times it was like, I don't want to bring it up because it's almost like then it, you know, then you're talking about it and then you would start to spiral or obsess a little I felt like it was always.
But every time I did talk to you, which wasn't all the time, you know, when I was going through whatever I was going through, I go inward. Sometimes people with anxiety, it comes out and everyone's talking, it's blurting, it's this, it's that, it's a gang, a gang, a gang. For me, it was more inward. So when I did have conversations with you and I was able to sort of open up, it would definitely make me feel better. You know, it puts you at ease just a tad. But it's funny because it's been about 6 or 7 days now since I haven't even thought about being anxious. Like,
totally.
I was in the bathroom a minute ago in the shower and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to take my pills. And you know you are on the road to recovery or that you have sort of a normalcy about you when you are forgetting to take your medication. That's when it's like, oh, it kicked in. That's when you know. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When does it kick in? Oh, when you start forgetting to take it. Because in the beginning, I was like meticulous about it. I was almost looking forward to waking up to taking the next dose because I needed it to get into my system so that I could feel okay.
Right. Yep, I know that.
You know? But now I'm like, oh shit, I forgot. That's when you know, like, oh, right.
Sakara, Sakara, we love Sakara.
Sakara, one of our oldest support systems / sponsors / friends. Feeling your best starts with what you eat. We all know this. Sakara gives you the ability not to just eat healthy, but to truly enjoy it.
Sakara is a nutrition company. It focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. They're organic, ready-to-eat meals, and they're made with powerful plant-based ingredients. They're designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. It's the best reset. So chef-created, ready-to-eat breakfasts, lunches, dinners, they come to your door. You don't have to think about anything, including the supplements. They give you your supplements. They give you your teas. It's ready to go.
And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/sibling or enter code sibling at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/sibling to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/sibling. Ooh, it's time. It's time to talk about Boll & Branch. It's time to talk about sheets. It's time to talk about sleep. And how important it is, and how important your sheets are when you sleep. And we're gonna tie all of that together with Boll & Branch, because Boll & Branch are amazing sheets that are on my beds in my house. And I feel close to these presidents because apparently a couple presidents also use them. So I love my Boll & Branch. They started with a mission, okay? Boll & Branch did. They produce the highest quality sheets on the market and make the world a better place in the process. Amazing. Today, they are still the best choice for anyone who wants comfort that lasts.
I love my Boll & Branch sheets. I have the blush color, which I think is a really beautiful kind of pinkish, dusty pink color. And I just adore them. I think that if you're going to invest in a really nice pair of sheets, these are wonderful. They're 100% organic cotton sateen weave, so it's good for all of the seasons. And they wash brilliantly. And I think For me, that's the most important thing. How many washes can you get out of it? Is it worth the investment that you're putting into it? And the more you wash them, the softer they get. So you will love your Bowl and Branch. They have beautiful colors.
Made to a higher standard with toxin-free processes and fair trade certification to ensure workers are paid fair living wages. They're conscious. It's not just about comfort. It's comfort and conscious. The two C's. To experience the best sheets that you've ever felt, choose Bowl and Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And our listeners get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code SIBLING at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code SIBLING.
The term like walking on eggshells sounds negative, but there was a sense of that kind of tiptoeing around, you know, just like managing you, like what was the day going to bring, you know, what was the mood?
No.
What
you was were the catering to me yes. in the sense of like, well, whatever's going to make you happy.
Well, not like happy, but just feel like feel okay. good.
Feel yeah. normal.
There was such a sense of like, you know,
I know, and for
fear,
me,
fear, and like I couldn't leave you, you know, the kids, or where are you going, or what do we do? You know, it was like you couldn't make decisions.
I know, and it sucks for me. It sucked for me because I feel that, and then you just feel like a shell, like less than. You're like, oh my God, I can't even, just make my own decisions. I can't even fucking, you know. But I didn't judge that, by the way. I didn't feel shame ever. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm fucking going through. It's a bummer. I hate that I'm not being able to, you know, be my normal self. But I never felt shame about
it.
No. That was crazy.
No, it was more just like knowing you were going to get through it. But like a lot of the, you know, you couldn't really handle social stuff. And then, you know.
Yeah, I didn't go out much. But you try to fight through it. You know, try to mountain bike. You try to like... You know, get on your motorcycle. You're like, I gotta.
But everything all day is just kind of
but,
like.
But as I was saying, though, it's been 6 or 7 days since I haven't even thought about really anything. I think I'm, you know, turned a major corner. But we only started talking about how I'm feeling today. We have not talked about it in forever, where when I was going through it in the middle of it, it was not even every day, it was every 2 or 3 hours where it was, you know, talked about constant. And in the last 7 days, it's been,
We had one conversation. There was one.
No, but we had one here.
No. But before that, there was one little talk about it. Remember where I was like, I don't even want to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it.
Right. And then I brought it up here.
Yeah,
and, you're
and
like,
then we got into
it. And then we started talking about it. I was like, yeah, you know, I feel pretty fucking good. And then you were like, oh my God, I know. Like I haven't wanted to say anything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to jinx it. I didn't want to like put that thought into your head.
Yep. So then you started to become aware and, you know, think about it and then get nervous or, you know, just any of that.
Well, it's just so interesting from the other perspective, you know, just from your perspective.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
been
hard.
Did you talk behind my back about my?
I mean, I talked to my friends. You know, my friends that know about it all the time.
So, what would you say to your friends? Like, my husband's.
No, crazy. It's like my best friends who are checking on you and know that it's, you know, pretty gnarly. And I'd just be like, it's fucking tough right now. But, you know, he's hanging in there and. I knew that it was going to be okay. I knew that eventually I was hoping you were just, you know, going to feel better doing the work, you know?
Yeah, I knew I was going to be okay. But it is a little embarrassing, to be honest.
Because
like your friends, like I know they all know. You know,
oh, you
I know
mean
you,
my friends.
Yeah, I know you tell your friends everything, which I love. And so I'm not mad about it.
No, but
at
you
the same
know.
Time, it's like, you know, they know. And it's like, oh, you can feel their sympathy.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh, fuck. And it's like, look, you guys, like, thank you for caring. I know, but it's like, I'm not, it's going to be fine.
Like, are you saying that? Or are you saying that's what I should be saying?
That's what I'm thinking in my mind.
Oh, and me too. And they all knew that.
No, but it's like, you okay? Are you okay? You know?
It's more like, hey, how's it going? Like, how's Ollie? Like, they just want to know he's okay. You're okay.
Euro?
Euro. You know, I'm also, here's the thing. Those are my close friends, but I had so many people and things that I had to just be like, you know, make up with or weird things. Like, you know, I'm not telling everybody, but there's so much stuff that we, you know, didn't do.
The thing is, if you didn't tell anyone, I ended up telling everybody anyway.
Of course. Also, my best friends, you know, are going to know. People knew that you were not, you know, like yourself. You know what I mean? Think about it. Like Eric, the first thing in the summer, he like straight up said something to you without even knowing a thing.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
You okay, buddy?
That's like somebody you see once a summer.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, once, you know, the summer. Yeah. He like noticed and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying like it wasn't like
I know.
Unnoticeable, but I'm glad you're back.
I know. What if I'm not?
Like what? Tomorrow are you going to wake up? And like,
yeah.
I mean, then it's okay that we start over from scratch. That's it. We keep going. I mean, the thing is, it's like when you say anxiety, I think people don't understand. They think that just means like, oh, you're, you know, anxious about something. But you know,
I think people get it. I think there's more people who are sort of suffering, for lack of a better word, from that than we even know.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Was I still good in bed? Even though I was like anxious, like I was like, I can't breathe, but I'm just going to keep going. Like my throat's closing, but
yeah, it's okay.
Are you close?
No, you kind of still had it going on. I think that was like a good sign to me.
I know. Sometimes it was tough though.
I'm sure.
I was definitely in the bed, you know. I'm still like, you know, making a nice effort. But
oh yeah.
But pushing through.
Right.
You know, that little bit I just did is like, you know, somewhat of a joke, but at the same time.
I do
like
remember
my throat
you.
Is closing, but I'm, I guess bent over. Yeah, bent over, but like I can't breathe. I can't breathe, but I just bent over.
I know there was a couple times where I remember being like, this is either going to be great and like distract him or he might have a heart attack in the middle.
I know. Mm-hmm. Sex is still pretty good though after 20 years.
Yeah, you mean besides your like anxiety time?
Yeah, just generally.
Yep.
Why?
I have to agree.
You say why you think why? And I will say why I think why. Let me preface it by saying it's not just good. It's better than it's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just progressively gotten better and better and better. And it's very strange, honestly. But why do you think?
I think a couple things. I think if the chemistry is there, you know, just like maybe someone can say, oh, you know, the chemistry can fade. I think it can also intensify.
Mm.
But it's, you know, the foundation is there, like, you know, literally, like chemically, you know, pheromones, whatever you want to say, there's a chemical attraction. So I think that's like number one. And I think over the past few years, there's been such a vulnerability and a trust that has been kind of earned.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates, you know, such intimacy in a way that the connection and I, you know, that it's just intensifies certain things. It sounds kind of corny and like romantic, but
it's corny. It may sound corny from your perspective because you're female. And it seems like a female thing to say, but I was going to say the exact same thing, honestly, from a male perspective, from my perspective. Because I think a lot of what you're talking about, the vulnerability, the intimacy, the trust in our situation had to come from me. And so the minute that I could make you trust me unconditionally, well, not unconditionally, that doesn't make any sense actually, fully in that moment, the minute I was vulnerable and able to sort of open up, then you were able to let your guard down more.
Mm-hmm.
And that translates to sex,
mm-hmm.
sexuality, mm-hmm. being able to sort of be as free as you want to be. So for sure, that's it. And also, I think that it's been a slow burn in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to explore after 20 years, which is weird to say. But there's more to explore because there are things that you hold back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't know. I mean, is there anything like mysterious about me? No fucking way. I mean, I'm literally sitting here butt-ass naked. On a bed. And I'm, you know, like there's nothing more to explore on this dude.
You also have your freshly showered, washed hair that gets really fluffy.
It's like a pompadour. I look crazy. So unattractive. It's fucking nuts. There's nothing more to mine. That's it. Tapped out.
The only thing that would be better is if you looked out and had socks on, which a lot of the times you do.
Is your dad going to listen to this?
No, because we're going to cut it out.
No, we're not. Your dad has no idea how to like listen to a podcast.
I think he does.
Has he listened to this us on this podcast? He has?
Yeah.
On his like weird phone? His like Galaxy 10?
I don't know. I guess. Maybe. I'd have to find out.
Your dad's cool, though. He won't care.
No, he thinks we've had sex 3 times, probably. That's it.
Wilder Body Rio.
Yep.
Squarespace. Well, I mean, Squarespace is where we really started this, our website for Sibling Revelry. But we love it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Squarespace suite of products combine award-winning design and world-class engineering, making it easier than ever to establish your own online presence.
It empowers millions of dreamers, makers, and doers, provides them with the tools they need to bring their creative ideas to life. And Squarespace, it's like a dynamic all-in-one platform. So you can build the website, you can claim a domain, you can sell online, and you can market a brand. So if you're really building your business, sometimes people use it for more creative things, photographers, you know, we'll sell photography on there or, I mean, anything, honestly, anything. We love Squarespace.
They've got a suite of amazing marketing tools and integrations to help drive traffic to your site and grow your brand. They've got email marketing, Google Search Console, social media integration, banners and promotions. I mean, I could spend 10 minutes on this ad because there's just so much that Squarespace offers you. You can pretty much use Squarespace for any business that you are involved with, and it will make life much easier for you, whether you have an existing business or whether you're starting a business. It's an all-in-one, one-stop shop that is going to give you the best opportunity to succeed. Head to squarespace.com/sibling for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SIBLING to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Ooh, Oak Essential. So this is a fun one.
So I'm really excited about this being one of our new ads because she's actually a friend of mine. Jenny Kane is a lovely woman. She does beautiful knits. She has a gorgeous home line. She's like, everything Jenny does is quality, clean, and cozy. So I am a regular Jenny Kane shopper. She is launching her new skincare brand. It's called Oak Essentials. So it is a clean, foundational skincare for everybody at every age.
I actually just put some Oak Essentials on my face. Maybe, I don't know, 35 minutes ago. I was in the bathroom and I always need moisturizer for my face. And my wife is the one who is always providing me that moisturizer. I use whatever she's using. And she says, oh, use this. And I put it on my face and it was our Oak Essentials. And I was like, God damn, this is really good from someone who doesn't know a ton about facial moisturizer. It was awesome.
It's guided by nature's power to sustain, replenish, and the formulas, they're non-GMO, organic whenever possible. Always free from synthetic fragrances, silicones, colorants, sulfates, phthalates. Here it is, Ollie. Phthalates.
Phthalates.
Phthalates, parabens, PEGs, petroleum, mineral oil, and nanoparticles. So basically, she's really making a very beautiful, clean product, if that's the kind of thing that you're into.
Oak Essentials aims to inspire women from all walks of life to celebrate aging gracefully. And men, I want to age gracefully too. You know, without Botox. Crafted for women at any age, these highly effective essentials serve as the ultimate foundation for glowing, healthy skin. Whether you're starting from scratch or you're filling in the gaps, Oak Essentials makes skincare one less thing to worry about. So reveal your best skin with Oak Essentials at oakessentials.com. You can purchase the entire 5-step routine for $195 or try your first product for 15% off when you use code SIBLING at checkout. That's OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code SIBLING. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important do you think sex is in a marriage? 1 being it's just non-existent, really, and then 10 being it's, you know.
Well, 10 would probably be like your marriage is just about sex, like only sex, sexual or...
Well, I guess like let me forget the 1 to 10. Let me rephrase it like...
How important?
How much does sex play into a long-lasting, healthy relationship?
I think a lot. I was going to say high, like 8 or 9s when you were giving me a scale of 1 to 10, but...
Do you have friends who are in a, like, sexless marriage?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
And they're still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the marriage bad or the relationship like?
I don't think it's great because of that.
And that's why. Meaning, is everything else sort of firing on all cylinders?
No.
No.
It's not.
So no. Do you think, is it chicken or the egg, right? Do you think that if they were to have sex, then things
would
might
be better.
Get better? Or do you think they have to sort of shore up and heal whatever it is to
well,
then
this
have
specific
good sex?
Relationship? Or do you think, you know, just in general?
Well, just general. Let's just go general.
Okay, yeah. That's a hard one. I think it depends because, you know, it's like if you said if they have sex, maybe that will heal the
right.
other issues.
Right. Well, they feel the intimacy, they feel the connection, the consummation.
Right. Or is it that they have to feel, you know, the connection right. to have the sex?
Right. Chicken or the egg.
Yep. That's a good one.
Would you say that typically women
yes.
have to feel a connection to want to have sex?
Yes.
And men have to have sex
to feel the,
to feel the connection.
Yes, I would definitely, generally, obviously, yeah. you know, now we're getting into all that, but yes, I would say it's usually one or the other, and I would say it's usually,
right.
that would be it.
You know what we've done over the years, actually, that we've always talked about marketing and mm-hmm. creating games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Yahtzee.
Remember? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And Jenga.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to say it right now, and it'll be fucking stolen, but, you know, whatever. Right?
Like,
it's not like that big of an idea, but it's just,
no.
we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, they have, you know.
Well, they have sex. But you have to create your own. The fucking sex games out there, whatever, like you go and you buy or whatever, you're like, they're lame. They're not dirty and they're not like gnarly questions. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do if you, well, your wife's boobie comes out? It's like
Milton Bradley or something, you know.
Milton Bradley?
I don't know. Isn't that like a game?
Yeah. Like in the 50s. Like, imagine Milton Bradley like, I wonder.
Literally like the Milton Bradley like home like creator or, you know, it was like in Longmeadow, like Springfield area or East Longmeadow.
Oh, really?
Or something. Yeah.
Milton?
Milton Bradley. Look it up. We have to call like the Garvey girls.
By the way,
they'll know.
Who? When was the last time anyone named their son Milton? I mean, think about that. Have you heard the name Milton? No. Ever?
It was probably two surnames, maybe like Milton and Bradley, like somebody Milton and somebody Bradley. That's my guess.
Oh, you think it was two creators, like John Milton and Douglas Bradley?
Yes.
Oh, maybe. I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm looking it up. Milton Bradley. Oh, nope. I think it's a person. Yeah. It's a person. Milton Bradley.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't listen to podcasts, you know, like normally, and you don't either really that much.
But no, besides Smartless.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
You said it. Oh. I was leading up to this, but Smartless.
Yeah, like Milton Bradley, Springfield, Massachusetts. Sorry, going back to
it. Oh, look at that fucking guy. Oh, my God. He was born in 1836. He died in 1911.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Milton
and he was born Bradley in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Oh, no. Maine. And then he died in Springfield.
Oh.
Wow.
So back to the sex thing real quick, though, because we didn't talk about it. We discovered this. Oh, did we discover this on our honeymoon? Is that when we first did sexual Yahtzee?
Yes, because we brought travel Yahtzee with us on the airplane and the train.
That's right.
That's why.
We brought travel Yahtzee.
And like on our honeymoon or something.
No,
yeah.
But we did Boggle too, but Yahtzee was the first. We did Yahtzee. Mm-hmm. And
I'm saying we had both on that.
Yeah, okay. But we played sexual Yahtzee.
Yeah.
And what we did was, if you know Yahtzee, you roll the dice and it's a poker hand. So you're making, you know, pairs, three of a kind, four of a kind, full house, straight, flush.
With the
flush,
dice.
With the dice. And you get a certain amount of rolls. And then if you get Yahtzee, it's 50 points. And it's when you get all of the same number. And each category represents a certain amount of points. We took the points away. And we wrote sexual favors that we would want done to us or we would want to do to the other person in those lines. So instead of 20 points for a straight flush or whatever, it would be, you know, go down on me for 20 seconds. Boom. And we wrote those in. And then we played Yahtzee.
Yeah.
And so when Aaron got to, you know, got three of a kind, it was like, oh, three of a kind. And you read it and it's like,
sometimes it was like it would get really like dirty. And,
oh yeah,
you know,
sometimes it get dirty and sometimes it was like sensual
just like
or
kiss,
like,
you know, make out for
right, make
this
out,
without
and then
touching.
Sometimes it would be like crazy dirty. Sometimes it'd be like, you know, like
it's okay. You don't have to say what are you gonna say?
I
don't
know. Okay.
It's enough. People can use their own imagination.
Okay. Fine. But anyway. It's crazy because the rules of the game that you create for yourselves are you can't just fucking go at it. So then you do that sexual favor, but then you don't have sex. Like that's the rule. And it builds it up.
Yeah, because you have to play the whole game until somebody wins. And
that's a game changer. Well, I mean, we didn't need it. It was just like super fun.
It was fun because we were on our honeymoon sitting in our hotel.
No, I know, but we've done
wine,
it since.
And it was so creative.
Like even
oh,
it's not
yeah.
honeymoon. But what I'm saying is, my point is that for people who have lost a little bit of spark, you know what I mean?
Are you saying we lost
play
our spark?
That shit? No, and I'm saying we didn't. I'm saying for people who did,
right?
You yeah. play that game; it creates something, and then we did it with Jenga.
Well, it's also you're just kind of recreating your foreplay, you know,
yeah.
which can
right.
kind of. go to the wayside or get rushed sometimes. But what this does is it creates a it's a mystery too of like what's next, meaning like the order is all over the place. So you could all of a sudden, it could be something crazy that you start with and then you're back to like
just playing
a little
Yahtzee
tease and a little thing. And then, you know, and it could be like three things in a row that you're doing to your partner.
Right, you know, and then it's like,
goes back to you or, you know, it's just,
that's true.
It prolongs it and, you know, I mean, like,
and then Jenga too is the same. Remember we wrote on the blocks. So when you pull out a block.
Yeah. It's like, instead of, you know.
You know, you write on the sides and it's like, whatever it is you want to do or have done. Boom. I think it's extremely important.
Yeah, going back to that.
Very important.
Yep.
Because otherwise I could, you know, if I had no, if you don't have a sexual relationship, then I might as well be raising kids with, you know, my best friend.
Yeah, which I mean, I'm, you know, nothing against that. I'm sure there's some people that do that, but.
No, I know, for sure.
But.
I don't think there's people. I mean, there might be, but not a lot of people who's raising a kid with their best friend. I mean, that's weird. I know you're trying to be PC.
No,
I get that. But I'm just saying, like, when you really think about it, like.
I'm saying that they've become best friends or they've decided to stay, like, you know, just platonic.
Oh, you mean after the fact.
Yeah. It's not like, hey, to your best friend, do you want to raise
this
kid?
No, it's like, hey,
hey,
John, like, hey, let's raise this kid. No. Okay. So you're meaning they're together and that now they're best friends.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, no, for sure. No, I thought I was taking it a different way. Well, this was fun. I love talking to you. All right, A. Brooks Bartlett, father of Aaron Bartlett, if you listen to this, I'm sorry, pal. All right, love you.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
If you want to show us some love, rate the show and leave us a review. This show is powered by Simplecast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.